This is my homily for second Sunday of Advent, December 4th, 2022. Produce good fruit. My brother Craig served in Vietnam. He was a Marine lieutenant in charge of an artillery platoon. Every morning, the local villagers would go through the garbage at their camp. One morning, Craig noticed the local villagers did not come. So that night he told his soldiers to keep their battle gear on and be ready for a possible attack. That night there was a major assault in that area. Craig's platoon did not suffer a single casualty. Satan, this world, and our own sinful nature are our enemies. Be alert. Stay awake. As you've seen from the banners around the church, the main theme for this Advent season is gifts to God. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift that we have received. And this Advent, we want to give God a gift in return. Last Sunday, the theme was stay awake. This Sunday, the theme is produce good fruit. God did not just send his only begotten Son into the world when Mary said yes to the angel. God also sent his Holy Spirit with Jesus. In the first reading we see, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and strength, a spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 11. The Messiah, Jesus, was filled with the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. All Christians receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit at baptism and confirmation. Wisdom helps us to see things from God's point of view. Understanding helps us to live as true disciples of Jesus. Counsel is supernatural intuition that helps us know right from wrong. Strength means fortitude and courage to resist fear and endure in faith. Knowledge means to know God and know the Christian faith. The earth shall be filled with knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea. Isaiah 11. Fear of the Lord means to be in awe of God's greatness and to fear offending God. Piety is deep reverence and true worship of God. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, if lived by believers, will produce great fruit. Holy Spirit, make us holy. Give us your gifts. Give us wisdom, counsel, knowledge, fortitude, piety, fear of the Lord, and understanding. Speak to our heart and teach us the ways of God so that we might bear much fruit from you and with Jesus. Give all the glory to God the Father. Amen. God has given us gifts for the purpose of bearing great fruit. God has given us life, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, grace, the church, the sacraments, and especially the Eucharist. We can know God. We are loved by God. Our life is either a great love story or a great tragedy. Our faith and obedience can take us to God. Our unbelief and rebellion can take us to hell. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." John the Baptist told the Pharisees, "You brood of vipers, who told you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance." If the Pharisees needed to repent and produce fruit, how about you and me? The status quo will no longer work for us. Repent means to turn around, to change the direction of your life, your way of thinking and acting. If we allow the same Holy Spirit who anointed Jesus to anoint us and guide us with his many gifts, we shall produce good fruit. In Galatians chapter 5, Paul wrote about the evil works of our sinful nature. And then he wrote, in contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Do you want more joy, more love, more peace? Let us repent of our evil desires and desire only Jesus and his Holy Spirit. Ask for God's gifts and guidance to come alive in your hearts and minds. Let us give to God good fruit this Christmas. God's time is the eternal now. In God's time, 1,000 years are like a day, and one day can be like 1,000 years. Every day and every moment is important to God. Offer your life to God every day and at Mass every week. Every Mass can be a moment of clarity and joy. Matthew Kelly wrote about a moment of clarity and joy that he had in his book, Holy Moments. He wrote, "Some moments are holy, some moments are unholy, and our choices can guide a moment in either direction. A holy moment is a single moment in which you open yourself to God. You make yourself available to Him. You set aside personal preferences and self-interest, and for one moment, you do what you prayerfully believe God is calling you to do." Last week, Father Mark told us a year is 12 months, 52 weeks, and 365 days. All time is a gift from God. We have done nothing to deserve it, earn it, or purchase it. Like the air we breathe, time comes to us as part of life. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. Can you give God 20? Will you pray 20 minutes a day? You can read the Bible, pray the Rosary or Chaplet of Divine Mercy, or go to the Adoration Chapel. Give God your undivided attention. Can you give God one holy moment? There are 168 hours a week. Can you study your faith 1 hour a week? I recommend learning about the Holy Mass and the great meaning of the mystery that is the Eucharist. Check out formed.org in our bulletin, or EWTN, or dynamiccatholic.com, or Scott Hahn and Bishop Barron on YouTube. Give God 1 hour a week at Mass to worship Him, thank Him, adore Him, listen to Him, and receive His body, blood, soul, and divinity. You give to God your body, blood, soul, and humanity. God shares His divinity with you. Isn't that exciting? At every Mass, we are at Calvary. If we listen carefully, we can hear Jesus say, "I thirst." God thirsts for our love, and we give Him vinegar to drink. We can be holy, my people. We can give to God the gift of our love and gratitude. We can give God the gift of our time and presence, so that God can give us holy moments, and we can produce much fruit with the help of His Holy Spirit.